Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of October, and I'm recording at 10:25 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Okay, now maybe most markets are a little bit quieter here today. That's hardly surprising given the sharp moves downwards that we've seen, particularly on Wall Street, over the 3 previous days. Okay, so what happened here? Starting in Asia, first looking at Japan, and Japan's gotten walloped on a consecutive days basis here, and partly because the yen, although a little softer against the dollar here today, is only at 107.17. Remember, that was at 110 about 2 weeks ago. And so we had a drop of 2.38% here today in Japan. That's getting quite overextended in the short term, but it's in a weak overall environment. Hang Seng Index down 4/10 of a percentage point. The Shanghai Composite down just over a quarter of 1%. Taiwan a little steadier. So is South Korea. Australia looks like it had probably the best gain in the region, and it was up 1%. India down a very small fraction. And elsewhere, modest gains for Thailand, Indonesia, and New Zealand. But these are not strong markets at the moment. China A shares, the strongest one recently, but it's India that runs away with the year's honors, and the Sensex index is still up 25.4% on the year. But the Shanghai Composite not doing badly, up 10.21%, but Japan is down nearly 10%. Okay, looking at Europe, all in the red in terms of the year to date in US dollars. And a little bit steadier here today on most of the indices, but we're talking about very small percentage moves. So really a very quiet day with some modest gains. Wall Street had been quite steady in the early trading. And some good gains were tacked on, but then they were steadily eroded. The Dow actually ended down on the day. The S&P 500 only held on to 0.16% of its gains. The Nasdaq a fraction better. Now, the Russell 2000 probably had the best day, but it's only at 1061, and so that's still a significant breakdown out of that overall top formation. And then the bond market, I think I can go on to that now. The US 10-year closed at 2.1973% today. So that's accelerated lower. How do you want to interpret that? Well, obviously, a number of people are frightened. And also, it is in line with the general feeling that the global economy is slowing down in here. And certainly, there are a number of costly headwinds from the sanctions, the tit-for-tat sanctions against Russia. To the open-ended military expenditure now in the fight against the so-called Islamic State. And then Ebola. What's that going to cost? Hopefully not as much as people are extrapolating, but it's something that has us all a little bit ease feeling a little bit uneasy, I suspect. Does concern me here, just to go back to Wall Street for a second, because Now, the U.S. analysts have been very bullish of U.S. earnings prospects, and U.S. corporations have done extremely well. They haven't had the big burdens of unemployment that, of course, the government is dealing with. So corporations, on average, and particularly the autonomies, way outperformed what the U.S. economy has been able to do. The earnings have been flattered also by the big share buyback programs. But I think analysts may be a little bit too optimistic going forward, and certainly the stronger dollar will be a bit of a headwind. Of course, lower commodity prices, not least crude oil, will be a tailwind for manufacturing companies and transport companies overall. But I think that the three earlier geopolitical factors that I mentioned can easily slow growth for the medium term, and I think stock markets are that's what they're reflecting here right now. And I'd be a little bit careful here. We hope that we only get a 10% plus correction here, where we've already seen clearly more than that as far as the Russell 2000 is concerned, but that's not the those are not the big ones. And I think this is a dangerous environment, and I don't want to exaggerate the risk, but I what concerns me the most, and I keep posting that chart, I'll do it again today, is the amount of leverage, margin debt. That we see in that excellent graph provided by Doug Short. So that's a concern because markets can clearly fall faster than they went up and overextend, and you know markets usually overshoot in both directions. And following one of the most persistent runs over the last year or more to the upside, we shouldn't be surprised if we get a bit of an outsized reaction to the downside, and that could easily be a cyclical bear market. I don't think it's going to be a devastating bear market by to any extent, but you know this is something that I've been fretting about from time to time. Really, since late last year, when markets were doing so well. Well, aside from the January wobble, the Wall Street, at any rate, continued to do extremely well. But now, look, we've got the Dow down over a point and a half here today. The S&P 500's only up a 1.5 points. I beg your pardon, percent. 1.5%. The Dow down 1.5%, and the Nasdaq is only up less. Well, it's up 1.21% on the year to date. So, you know, wafer thin gains by those that are higher, and they aren't all higher. Clearly. Okay, Brazil. I had that huge day. Was it yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. But up 10.87 on the year to date in U.S. dollars, and but only up a tenth of a percent in here today. Let's hope we get a change of government there because that would be good for the economy. Okay, and what else do we have to look at here? Crude oil. Just slammed in here today. The US WTI currently down $3.45. That's down to 82.30, and it had been a dollar lower earlier in the day. And the Brent down to 85.65. That's a massive decline. And that was down 3.24, and like the WTI, it was also a dollar lower earlier in the trading day. So, what are they thinking in the Saudi government? And I don't want to be paranoid, but I don't feel that they necessarily have the West's best interests at heart. And as a matter of fact, they may be thinking that they could possibly try to solve a lot of their problems by damaging U.S. production. And some people estimate, and these estimates, of course, are only rounded figures that don't apply to all producers, but you get the WTI crude down, say, around the $75 level, let alone lower, and a lot of those companies will be running significant losses. So, interesting times here. As far as currencies are concerned, the dollar was stronger here today overnight, and here today it's regained the decline, the sharpish decline that it saw yesterday. And the dollar index is at 85.837, and the euro is down, it's back down to 1.2656. And sterling got clipped quite sharply down $1.80 in here today to 1.5904. That's an eyebrow raiser, and apparently it did it on the consumer price inflation for the UK, which has slowed to 1.2% on the last report. That's the lowest in 5 years. And while that's certainly not necessarily bad news, I think people are feeling that it represents a risk for the U.S. economy. George Osborne, the chancellor, had said that over a week ago. Part of the problem here is the very, very soft European economies, the EU economies, I should say, which are either in recession or showing very, very limited growth. Okay, commodities. We had that bad weather, or wet weather, I should say, delaying the U.S. harvests of grain and beans. It's pushed those prices up higher in here again today. Let's hope the weather improves so they get a decent, decent harvest. And the precious metals, well, palladium up $7, 793 to 793. Silver just a little firmer, 1738, was up to 1757, but couldn't hold it as the dollar strengthened. And gold's actually a little lower in here, down 367. It's at 1232 on the spot price. And platinum up a little bit, up 460, and it's currently at 1265, nearly 1266. And that's pretty much it here today. So all the very best to all of you.